are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. How y'all doing out there? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I urge you, if you ever miss any of the other Dr. Dahlia shows, don't just, you know, congratulate yourself and say, yee-haw, lucky dude. No, go and listen to the old podcast. We just reviewed CPR. We had to do it very quickly because I reviewed CPR in one segment of the whole show because we were talking about so much stuff. I love talking about CPR because many of you still have not been certified yet. And you're going, I can just listen to Dr. Dahlia and I'm good. No, I mean, you're good for listening to me and, you know, very smart. I mean, your intelligence level is through the roof choosing my show to listen to, you know, for your talk radio. Brilliant. I commend you wholeheartedly. But again, it's not enough for CPR training. So, I urge you to please go and listen to the previous podcast to get your CPR training. We reviewed how instead of ABC, like airway, breathing, circulation, they've changed it now to CAB, circulation, airway, breathing. The American Heart Association, remember about a couple years ago, said, fine, if you guys don't know CPR, just do chest compressions. Too many of you were taking too much time trying to figure out the breaths. Many of you didn't want to put your mouth on somebody else's. You know, shocks me because I've seen a lot of you, you know, in your high school days and your college days. And now all of a sudden you're worried about where to put your mouth. Really? But, you know, they thought that maybe we should just urge the chest compressions because remember the blood in your body has plenty of oxygen to actually allow you to last as long as you can. What kills you first is the lack of that oxygen circulating. So even though the breaths are so vital, and those of us CPR trained, you bet your butts we're giving breaths, for those of you that aren't certified trained, they're found if you just start initiating chest compressions, you have the ability to save a life. There is that potential that there's enough oxygen in the blood. So we urge you immediately start. We've talked about if you do have an adult, don't start doing chest compressions just because they're falling asleep in church. Okay, make sure they're unconscious. Try to wake them up. Joe, you there? Are you okay? Joe, you there? And if they don't respond, check for a pulse. We've talked about the best pulse to check for is the carotid pulse. Okay, the carotid pulse is in the neck. Very easy to check your pulse there. I want everyone to feel their pulse and know how to find their pulse. Don't go to the radial artery. Don't go to the pedal artery. Don't go to the penile artery. All right? The neck is probably the easiest place to feel for the pulse. Then if you are under the impression that they don't have a pulse and they aren't responding, immediately call 911. If you can't call 911, assign somebody else to do it. Okay? Now, make sure they're on their back. Try not to muck with their neck because you don't want any cervical spine injuries depending on how they got to the ground. But if they're just slumped over in a chair, very gently bring them down so they're supine. So they're lying down on their back. And now you're going to find where you're going to start your chest compressions. Remember we talked about the mid nipple mark? Find the nipples, go in between. We talked about women having breastfed. Some of our nipples are a little bit more south. That doesn't mean you start compression on the knees. Where the nipples would be mid-chest line prior to breastfeeding and years of dealing with kids and, you know, now being middle-age and, you know, doing radio and well, hypothetically, you know, the nipples may not be where they originally were. Pretend you know where the nipples were based on their breast and then go in between the chest, okay? And for men and women, same depth. You're probably going to go at least 2 inches in depth, and you're going to do it with the heel of your palm, not the heel of your foot, the heel of your palm. Then you're going to clasp and interlock your fingers on top of the first hand. If you're right-handed, then use the right heel of your palm. If you're left-handed, you use the left. Whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you could do. Now, don't try to do it at an angle or from the side or coming from the flank. You need to be right on top, shoulders aligned with your hands, and you're going to be using your upper body strength to go straight down. We talked about the rate of 100 compressions a minute. 100 compressions a minute, very similar to the tune that we talked about, Staying Alive, right? Dun, dun. Oh, no, that's, hold on. Staying alive. Hoo-hoo. Okay, well, you know, there's a beat to it, okay? Staying alive, that beat, okay? And for most of us, we remember Another One Bites the Dust. Another one bites the dust. Bump, 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 bump. Another one bites the dust. Okay, anyway, you could sing when you do it, that's fine, but just keep in mind, if you're singing the Another One Bites the Dust song, any of the family members that are sitting there praying are going to be kind of freaking out that you're using that choice of a song, even though I love Queen, okay? You know, I dig your passion for that type of music, and it does work with 100 compressions. Just don't sing something like that out loud. Now, you're doing the chest compressions. Hopefully somebody called 911. Make sure somebody clocked when you started. It's extremely important to know how long you had to do CPR. So if you could remember to have somebody, you know, mark certain times, that's great. Now, let's say you are a little bit more CPR savvy. And can I please urge you, please get CPR training. Okay? It doesn't cost that much. It's only about an afternoon or a day. Get your CPR training. It is so life-saving. But then you could do the rescue breaths. We discussed the head lift, a head tilt, chin lift, making sure you have a good seal, closing the nostrils with your fingers, pinching them, putting your mouth on the other person's mouth. As long as you know they're not breathing, checking that they're not breathing, start to do a couple rescue breaths, each about a second long. Check to see if the chest rises, etc., and then go right back to the chest compressions. If you have a child 1 to 8 years old, we recommend 5 cycles of compressions and then breathing. These cycles, again, don't forget to call 911. But we'll sometimes do the breaths a little bit quicker. However, if, again, you're not really that savvy on the breaths, again, do the compressions. Now, with the adults, we'll do 30 compressions followed by 2 breaths. Sometimes, people will say, no, I want to go back to the 15. Don't worry about the count. Just get those compressions in. 30 compressions followed by 2 breaths is 1 full cycle. When it's a baby, obviously you're not going to be going as deep, just like with a kid. If it's an infant baby, you're going to have to cover the whole mouth and nose with your mouth. All right, 2 breaths every 30 chest compressions. Don't go away. We've got a lot of medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Starting today, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale starts today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott working the dials today. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Shout out to XM Satellite and Premier Networks, who is also broadcasting the show worldwide, as well as Talk Superstation and multiple other affiliates. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. So this was a story I couldn't get to in the first hour, which was kind of interesting. We have a man who believes he was infected with smallpox, or a smallpox-like virus, through sex, right? Apparently, he had sexual contact with somebody who had been recently vaccinated. So the CDC is trying to look at, can you get a vaccine? Yeah, there are smallpox vaccines. It's a live attenuated virus. vaccine. You know, we've talked about vaccines. You have the killed vaccine, which many of our flu shots are, where it's just kind of the killed outer coating. And then you have the live attenuated version, where they take a very, very weakened version and they inject that into you, so you build up an immunity system and are prepared for a real virulent one if it ever comes your way. Well, the smallpox vaccine, it contains a live vaccinia virus, they call it. It's similar to smallpox, but it isn't supposed to cause the disease. Back in the 70s, the United States stopped vaccinating the public because smallpox had been eradicated in the U.S., but in 2002, I guess the Department of Defense resumed the smallpox vaccination for military personnel and civilian employees, and this happened in San Diego. So we know we have a lot of military in San Diego. Now, they think the quote-unquote infected man has now passed the virus along to another unvaccinated individual during sexual activity. Now, this would be known as tertiary transmission, as opposed to getting the transmission directly, you being infected or you getting it from somebody else infected. This would mean somebody vaccinating, shedding it through some of their mucosal lining, whether it's vaginal or rectal, I don't know. I don't want to get into that. I don't think they're disclosing that. This is being reported by Fox News. And then you acquiring a disease from somebody's excretion of the virus in the vaccine. That is some crazy stuff. They say because there is technically live virus, it can cause symptoms even in vaccinated people. The virus can spread to others. They see people can become infected with the vaccinia virus if they touch the vaccination site on a person who has been vaccinated, or if they come into contact with clothing that has been contaminated with the virus. Symptoms of this would be rash, fever, body aches, etc. Now, they say back in 2002, there have been 115 reports of this virus transmission between vaccinated and unvaccinated people. Most transmissions occur through intimate contact like sexual relations or contact between mother and child. They even have reports of Jim being exposed to at the gym. No, not Jim, Mr. Jim. We're talking about, gym membership. They say, though, what makes this strange is this is the first report where it's tertiary transmission through sex. It says the first man became infected when he had sex with a recently vaccinated man who did not keep his vaccination site properly covered. The man who became infected developed a rash in his anal area and on his lip, experienced fever, fatigue, and nausea. When the affected man later had sex with another man, the third individual caught the disease and developed a rash on his penis and forearm. I really apologize. This isn't television, because I'm sure the pictures would be pretty dramatic. Both infected men were treated with the immunoglobulin. Now, many of you kind of ask me about this, and the subject comes up with tetanus. Okay, you'll cut yourself, and the ER will give you a tetanus shot. And then you call me confused, or you email me confused, going, wait a second, I got a tetanus shot, but they said I could still get tetanus. Why? Okay, there are a couple different types of shots you can get. Okay, a vaccine, like the original vaccine with this smallpox that they're talking about, or your tetanus vaccine, has to take some time for your body to build up immunity, so you could then have the antibodies to fight a subsequent infection. When you cut yourself and you go and get a quote-unquote tetanus shot or a tetanus vaccine or a tetanus booster, that's not going to do anything for your current cut, okay? Because it takes your body time to produce antibodies. If you've been infected with tetanus, you're going to have to get treated, okay? Now, immunoglobulin. When you hear of tetanus immunoglobulin, we had to give it once because this man's wound was so dirty and he was unvaccinated that we actually gave immunoglobulin to block any tetanus that could be there right then and there. Now, the immune globulin type of shots, they're a lot more expensive. They're a lot more rare. They're kind of fancy schmancy. So what they had done with these infected men who had sex and start to have symptoms right away is they gave them immune globulin, which are actually antibodies derived from people already vaccinated against the disease that fight the infection. Remember, it takes a few weeks for the vaccine to take. So this immune globulin is basically other people's antibodies given to you to block the disease right then and there. Okay. Now, though, they're immune to smallpox and they don't need the vaccine, so that's good. One, true, they had, you know, anal ulcers and penile ulcers and rashes. The good news, and there's always good, right? There's always some silver lining to everything, is they now have some natural immunity to smallpox. Okay? So apparently this whole story, what makes this story kind of interesting is how vaccination, which I'm for and I'm a huge fan of, can actually reintroduce a disease in a country where the disease was pretty non-existent. You know, this is where some of you write, are we doing too much in medicine? We haven't had to worry about the smallpox for a very long time. Now all of a sudden we have to worry about having sex with somebody who could have smallpox or having sex with somebody who has the vaccine. Now, how many of you had sex with somebody, raise your hand, who was given the live flu vaccine? You know, the one that's the nasal spray? All right? You know, you have the nasal mist, nasal spray flu. Many of you got the shot. That's the killed vaccine. But you almost wonder, how many of you acquired the flu from somebody who got the nasal spray? Now, I don't know, because many people, they have sex, and then if a few days later they get the flu, they're probably not going to think it came from the sex. But this has been, I mean, for this idea to be brought now to our awareness, that you could get sickened by somebody you have sex with who had a vaccine of a live attenuated virus. Wow. You know, pretty scary stuff. And now, have these men infected other people, and can we be possibly dealing with the smallpox outbreak? From what I understand, this is contained. But wow, to think that we could be now dealing with smallpox, because the military, of course, is, and the military should, you know, vaccinate their, you know, our heroes. They should, because our military is going all over the country, you know, so why not vaccinate them so they don't get affected and come back to the States? I think it's a great idea, but it's kind of, you know, counterintuitive how vaccination could actually bring back a disease. Now, we did have a big issue with poliovirus. Do you guys remember that we had to stop the oral poliovirus? Remember, we would give kids oral polio vaccine. I'm sorry, we had to stop the vaccine. I apologize, not the virus. Okay. And the reason why we stopped the oral polio vaccine and we just went to the shot form is because the oral vaccine would be live, attenuated. And the live attenuated would go through the child's GI tract. Well, now here's grandma or grandpa who have never been vaccinated against polio, changing the baby's diaper and getting exposed to polio. So we had to stop the oral polio vaccine and go to the killed, inactivated form. And people forgot that. People forgot that we had some rare cases of even polio in this country because the grandparents were picking it up from changing the kid's diaper. Spooky stuff. Okay, but remember, I mean, whenever you fight nature, whenever you put up a fight against nature, you know, it will try to bite you in the butt. I am not surprised that people could possibly get a disease from a live attenuated virus. I don't think it's possible through the killed virus. We've talked about why, because it's really not the virus. It's just, it's kind of skeleton type of thing. It's a viral coat. But, you know, shedding live virus out sweat, semen, who knows? Urine, saliva, it to me makes perfect sense because you shed everything. So to me, that makes perfect sense, but kind of spooky that, you know, we could have possibly had a smallpox outbreak just from our military being very careful with our members and vaccinating them for protection. I mean, and I'm assuming that's what, because the people who get vaccinated usually for smallpox are those in the military. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCS-OUT.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so some of you have probably seen the study that came out earlier in the week on the happiest states in the nation. Every year, I guess, Gallup, is it Gallup that does this poll? Gallup Healthways? I'm not too sure. But I guess they do a poll on who is the happiest state. And I guess no shock there, it's Hawaii, okay? So Hawaiians, from what we understand, and this is, I guess, multiple wins, are the happiest people in the nation, while West Virginia held its bottom spot with the lowest overall well-being among the U.S. states, Hawaii. big shocker there. Gotta tell you, I love Hawaii. I don't know if I could ever live in Hawaii. It is the most exquisite of the states. Well, you know what? I think it and Alaska are tied. I really love Alaska, too. I can't tell you how much I love both of those states. My problem is I think I would get island. Is it island sick? You know, where you want to get back on land. I don't know if that would be too small a state, or being on an island too small for me. Not that I really travel. I mean, honestly, day in and day out and week in and week out, I usually just kind of stick to my, you know, 5-mile radius. But I do have to travel to New York a lot. You know, I do travel to L.A. a lot. And so I don't know, you know, because my husband and I go, you know, well, if we ever get money, would you want to retire to Hawaii? I would love to go to Hawaii. I just don't know if I could live there indefinitely. Not too sure. But congratulations on Hawaii being the happiest state. Let me see here. The results were based on telephone interviews conducted from January 1 to December 31 with a random 353,000 Americans ages 18 or older. Telephone interviews, huh? Hi, are you happy? Yeah, I'm happy. Thank you. Click. Living in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. To understand well-being of each state, the Gallup poll relied on 6 measures. Life evaluation, which is self-evaluation of your present life situation and anticipated one in 5 years. 5 years from now, Obama will be out of office. Yeah, but then we have Hillary. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much. My guess is economically it's going to be even worse, but that's just me. Your emotional health, your work environment, like job satisfaction. I'm very happy with my radio work. The medical scene, nervous with Obamacare. Your physical health, healthy behavior, and basic access. Access to health care, access to a doctor, oh, Lord have mercy. A safe place to exercise and walk, and community satisfaction. Based on 100 points, Hawaii was top at 71.1. Colorado came in at 69.7. I always have wanted to visit Colorado. My guess is, you know, you getting to ski and, you know, the Rockies and, you know, kind of a lot of trees over there. To me, I think Colorado would be a lot of fun. Minnesota, 68.9%. You want to know why Minnesota is such a happy state? Because Genesis Communications Network has a base in Minnesota, and many of the workers get to work with me. So, you know, talk about job satisfaction. Working with the Dr. Dolly Show has got to put Minnesota up on the list. Utah, 68.8%. Vermont, 68.6%. Nebraska came in sixth, 68.5%. Then came Montana. I could see why Montana, that state. When I went to Bozeman, and then when I went to Big Sky, wow, is it exquisite. New Hampshire came in next, Iowa and Massachusetts. Now, who are the bottom states in people and they're being happy? South Carolina, Oklahoma, Nevada, Indiana, Louisiana, Ohio, Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Kentucky, and West Virginia at 61.3. Now, let's take a look at the bottom six. Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Kentucky, and West Virginia. I know West Virginia is a little bit more north than the other ones, but is that because of the stroke belt? Is that because of the humidity? I mean, Louisiana even. I mean, you got New Orleans, for crying out loud. That's in the bottom, you know, I mean, you know, is it a heat thing? I don't know. But the Hawaiians, rubbing it in our faces, very, very happy, have the highest score on life evaluation. I got to admit, I mean, they really, you know, no. I mean, even I see Hawaiians there. They make use of their island. They're out there, not snowboarding, boogie boarding. They're out there surfing. They have birthday parties on the beach. They really know how to do it, and they know how to make fish. So I got to hand it to them. They know what to do. Now, there was a study that came out this week. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, saying if you're a pessimist, you may live longer. Now, I like to think that the glass is half full. I like to think I'm optimistic. But when it comes to Obamacare, when it comes to our economic future, yeah, I am pretty pessimistic. Well, maybe that's good, because according to this one study, they said older Germans who were more pessimistic tend to live longer, healthier lives, according to a group of researchers. They say being overly optimistic and predicting a better future is associated with a greater risk of disability and death within the following decade. This was from researcher Frieder R. Lang at the University of Erlangen-Nuremberg in Germany. Duh. Gut study. I had a lot of German family. Much of my German family was killed in the Holocaust, but one family escaped to Israel. So I learned a little German when I was younger. Guten Tag. Guten Fahrt. Guten Nacht. It's a cool language. All right, so basically the team looked at 1993 to 2003 results of an annual German survey of tens of thousands of people aged 18 to 96. The polls included information about the participants' health as well as the ratings of how satisfied they were with their lives and how satisfied they thought they would be in 5 years. Why are they coming up with 5 years? Does nobody expect us to live 10 years? Why 5 years? 5 years. I'm going to be 46. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to probably be depressed. I'm going to probably have less muscle mass. My bones are going to be thinner. I'm going to be going through more menopausal type issues and probably start having bone thinning. And if the economy continues like this way, I'm going to be even more broke. So if you asked me how I feel my life will be in 5 years, I'd probably say gloomy. Okay, I don't know why they're picking 5 years. You know, can we, you know, please kind of see if, you know, the next two administrations kind of brings things back positively. But then again, we live longer for complaining. Among those 65 and older, 43% had underestimated what their future life satisfaction would be 5 years after the initial survey. 32% overestimated it, and 25% hit it right on the nose. Each notch of overestimation of what your life would be like was linked to a 9.5% increase in the chance a respondent would report a disability and a 10% increase in the chance they'd be dead in 5 years. Oh my gosh. So I guess don't be optimistic about the future. Is that what they're teaching us? I guess if you think that your life in 5 years is going to blow, you have more of a chance to live, according to this German study. Now, isn't that a little, again, counterintuitive or opposite of what I've been preaching? I've been kind of preaching to y'all to be positive. If you have a positive outlook, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to fight the diabetes, I'm going to fight this cancer, you seem to do better. And now they're saying if you're pessimistic, I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like that idea. So I'm not going to tell you to become pessimistic. I'd like you to be realistic, though. I think being realistic is extremely helpful, both to your health and both to your economic health. Be realistic. I think where a lot of us get in trouble is we think whatever money we were making, I mean, many of us, I mean, I have to admit, I had a good year. I remember it was 2004, 2005. I don't think it was 2004 because we had two deaths in the family. I think it was 2005 where after student loans and having kids and paying for my father's funeral and my grandmother's funeral and expenses for the family, et cetera, I remember we actually started to have a little bit of savings. And I remember telling myself, damn, if this keeps up, we could actually have a savings. And then a couple years later, it was gone. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to talk about a woman who died from eating deodorant. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess a woman who was addicted to deodorant, you know what? I thought she actually died. Oh, I apologize about this. I have a, we have one report saying she is addicted to deodorant. Taking down 15 sticks a month, I guess she has been featured on my strange addiction. I want to then apologize if this other report I got where they said that she had died. I don't want to give you guys that information if that report wasn't true. Oh, I hate that when I get two conflicting articles. I apologize about that. I thought both articles coincided with each other. So, you know what? Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to... Let me see. Oh, you know what? Nope, she's alive. Okay, great. We confirmed that she's still alive. Thank God. Oh, my God. Anyway, 19-year-old Nicole from New York has apparently enjoyed the taste of deodorant. My guess is it's unused deodorant. Okay, that's my guess. She became obsessed with eating it, I guess, in the last couple years. Her mom, I guess, allowed her to taste it as a child. Not really too sure how this happened. But she eats an average half a stick a day, which is the equivalent to 15 full sticks a month. This looks disgusting. I can't even look at it. She says her cravings give her dry mouth and stomach cramps, and she has actually taken to spraying deodorant on her tongue instead. Apparently, this 19-year-old says, my brain tells me you have to eat it. She tried giving it up for a week and got really sick. What the heck is in deodorant? I mean, aren't some of them aluminum-based? You also have waxes, you have oils. So I'm a little nervous because with the aluminum in deodorant, that could put her at risk for a lot of neurological issues. Her boyfriend, yep, apparently you could have an addiction to still have a boyfriend. And friend Zakia became concerned for her health and family, convinced her to see a doctor who confirmed she is risking her health. She has cut down and now tries to eat almonds when she gets the craving, but she is still eating a small amount of deodorant every day. Now, I know some of you are thinking, all right, this is ridiculous. But remember, a couple weeks ago, somebody had died. Now, remember, this teenager is still alive, so I apologize for that false report earlier. All right, but from what we're understanding, Okay, from what we understand, these addictions are very easy to create, extremely easy to create. Now, remember that woman who died drinking soda? She was drinking, I don't know how many liters of soda, and just died. And some of you are like, okay, well, these people are crazy. Well, let's stop for a second. I mean, are they crazy? We've talked about addictions. We've also talked about philias on the show, right, where people are sexually preferent to one thing versus another. And the one moral of the story, when I had discussed some of these addictions or philias or infatuations with things, is the average person walking around that you think is quote-unquote psychologically normal has these things. You know, now I remember when I was younger, some of my friends would be addicted to Hello Kitty. Everything had to be Hello Kitty. Yeah, we thought that was cute. Okay? I have a friend who was addicted to superheroes. He has a huge, huge collection of superheroes, absolutely huge collection of you know, comic books. All right, is it an addiction? Or is it a hobby? You know, when does a hobby become an addiction? Well, when you start to do it every day and it could start to affect your health. Okay, so in this particular case, you have a girl that's eating deodorant. I don't know how many sticks a month they said. You know, taking in the aluminum. It's obviously a non-food item. Yeah, something like that, you know, can be a little kooky. But people get addicted very easily. And whether it's deodorant, whether it's sniffing your shoe, whether it's sex, whether it's drinking coffee, the mechanism is all the same. Now, some of you will go, wait a second. Look, I like my coffee. I need my coffee. I can't go a day without my coffee, but I'm not addicted. Well, are you or aren't you? I mean, if you need your coffee every day and you go through withdrawal, I mean, what is the definition of addiction? I mean, there's various definitions out there. You can look it up in the dictionary, but how I look at addiction is it's something you need on a regular basis, and when you don't have it, you go through withdrawal. Very simple. So if you don't have something, you go through withdrawal. Do you ever become addicted to your loved one? Do you have to be around your kids? If you aren't around your kids for a day or two, do you start going through withdrawal? No, Dr. Dahlia, that's not an addiction. Addiction is a drug. Addiction is an object. No, but think about it. Okay, you do have couples where one actually has some sort of an addiction. If they don't get that reassurance or that confirmation, they start to feel sick. they start to go through withdrawal. Some of these addictions are so bad that if they think that person's going to leave them, they kill them. Okay, we've seen these addictions. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up, like I bring up a lot of things on the show that you think is minutia, but the reason why I bring up, for example, this woman with the addiction to deodorant, etc., is I need to retrain a lot of us, including myself, how we look at mental illness. Many people think it's very cut and dry. You have people who are mentally ill, and then you have people like us that aren't mentally ill. And I'm here to tell you that there are so many people like us that if you actually dive deep into what they do daily or what addictions they have or what their, like we talk about their rage, what triggers their rage, you may redefine what normal is. And you will have everyday people that you have no idea have an addiction or have a fetish or have a philia. Now, many of you will say, okay, well, wait a second. If the addiction is illegal, it's addiction. So some of you will say drugs or necrophilia. Necrophilia is having sex with a corpse. You'll have some people that fantasize and will actually act on having sex with a dead body, either digging up a dead body, breaking into a morgue, okay? Now, those are illegal. Very easy to lump them into one category. But what about people that are addicted to smelling their sweat, smelling their underarm, smelling their shoe? What if they like to smell their shoe? What if some people like to smell their poop? What if some people are addicted to their coffee in the morning? What about some people who really have to have their wine at night? What about people that need their Ambien to sleep? What about people who are on Xanax every day? Would you say a person who takes Xanax every day is mentally ill? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you can't compare that to coprophilia or necrophilia. Well, coprophilia is sex with poop, wanting to have sex with poop, right? Copro is poop. Philia, I guess. Oh, we'll talk about the philias again. That was a fun show. But if you break down the addiction, okay, somebody addicted to Valium, somebody addicted to coffee, somebody addicted to drugs, somebody addicted to gambling, somebody addicted to sex, somebody addicted to eating deodorant, it's supposedly the same mechanism. So, again, you know, be very careful as we start to proceed with this health, mental health movement and identifying people with mental illness. There's going to be a lot of everyday people that are going to be found to have some sort of mental illness based on an addiction. And if they start to, you know, expand that definition and include coffee drinkers, chocolate. Now, I'm not addicted to chocolate. I was close. There was one time where I had to eat chocolate every day. I do, though, have an addiction. I'm addicted to work. And I'm not saying that, you know, jokingly. I cannot work or cannot not work for a day. Every day, including vacation, including time off, has to be involved with work. Now, is it because the type of work I'm in? Is it because I'm responsible for thousands upon thousands of patients? And I need to know what's going on in the office and I need to check labs. Is it because of that? But I cannot go. I do not feel comfortable not knowing what is happening with patients or thinking that there could be abnormal labs. And so somebody like me would be called a workaholic. Now, I don't want to think I have an addictive personality. I mean, I'd like to think no big thing. But I do work on my day off. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, we always thought you were kooky. Well, then I guess you're right. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you again tomorrow. Please have a safe ride home. God bless.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.